today, our series Hidden Kitchens takes us to the desert, to the date gardens of California's Coachella Valley. Dates in this country date back to 1898, when the U.S. Department of Agriculture began sending teams of botanists and horticulturalists around the globe to find crops that would thrive in the United States. From Morocco, Syria, and Algeria, these explorers gathered offshoots of ancient date palms and returned to plant them in the Coachella Valley's desert lands. Today, date gardens and date shops still line the fields and roads of the region, and the marketing, growing, and pollination of this biblical fruit remain a source of wonder. The Kitchen Sisters, producers Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, bring us a story they call The Romance and Sex Life of the Date.
There you can see a female flower is starting to open. The spathe has split. The little yellow beads on the strands, on the hilos, those will be dates.
Francisco, Paniagua, abre la flor. El polen es lo más principal de la palma.
The palmero climbs up the palm and works his way around, pollinating each flower one by one.
Es el polen.
My name is Douglas Adair, owner of Patros Dream Date Gardens, Thermal, California.
The Halawi and the Barhi come from southern Iraq around Basra. The tradition goes back thousands of years when Alexander the Great passed through in 322 BC. This is what he would have been eating, Barhi dates.
Dates were tried here in the 1890s. My name is Patricia Laughlin. Laughlin Date Gardens. I've lived here in the Coachella Valley for 65 years. The U.S. Department of Agriculture sent what they called plant explorers to go to other similar areas of the world and find crops that might do well in these hot southwestern deserts. USDA sent Walter Swingle to North Africa and in the Middle East. The country was very like the conditions found here in Coachella Valley. So Mr. Swingle brought back female date offshoots.
It wasn't easy. These date offshoots are 60 pounds a piece or so. They have to be cut off the mother palm with a big chisel. I'm John Papineau. I'm a horticulturist. My grandfather had a nursery. He sent my father, Paul, and my uncle, Wilson, to collect date palms. They made the first commercial introductions of these palms in the Coachella Valley. Basra, the port from which Sinbad the sailor always set sail on his hair-raising adventures, we entered the world's greatest date-growing country. After Paul's recovery from typhoid, we bought several thousand young date palms. Having been shot at once more, we experienced relief when our 9,000 palms were safely stowed on board and headed down the Persian Gulf.
As soon as dates began producing here in the Coachella Valley, they capitalized on the exotic Middle East, Arabian Nights tales. It was a way to interest people in coming to what otherwise was a rather forbidding, trackless desert. It made it seem more exotic, more romantic.
There was a renaming of towns. In 1904, Walters became Mecca. There are other towns named Oasis, Thermal, Arabia. My name is Sarah C. Cates. I'm a California historian. I grew up in the Coachella Valley, the date capital of the United States. Investors from Los Angeles would take a camel ride out to the development called the Walled Oasis of Biskra, led by people dressed in Arabian costume. Hollywood films spurred this craze for all things Middle Eastern. The Queen of Sheba, Cleopatra, Rudolph Valentino, the Sheik.
Dateline, Egypt.
The United States in the 1920s is crazy for Egypt.
In the shadows of the silent sphinx and the gigantic pyramids.
Everything to do with King Tut.
Carloads of relics, as well as the young king's mummy, were removed.
In this tomb, there were treasures, notably gold, but also preserved dates. One man wrote to try and obtain dates from the tomb of Tutankhamun to bring them to the Coachella Valley to put in his date shop.
There were many, many date shops along the highways going west from Indio, maybe 15. We started out selling just out of the kitchen door. My father-in-law would make a date shake in the kitchen for anybody who asked for it.
The Shields Date Gardens is the only place in the world where you can see and hear the romance and sex life of the date. Back as far as we have any record of dates, man has cut the male flowers from the male palm and placed them in the tops of the female palm.
The first date festival I went to, I was very impressed. They chose Queen Scheherazade and the princesses, and they always had a genie, elephants and camels.
If you went to India in the 1950s, your bank teller might be wearing a fez. At a restaurant, your waitress could be wearing a harem outfit.
Coachella Valley High School sports teams have been known as the Arabs since the 1930s.
You may know about the controversy at Coachella Valley High School, who has had the Arab as their mascot from clear back. It's an Arab who looks very fierce, which is what you want your football team to be. But in today's world, there is some Arab group that felt it was offensive. And so the high school is in the process of reevaluating.
By the 1970s, a lot of these mom-and-pop date growers sold their date groves to big, large-scale agricultural producers. People were concerned with the hostage crisis and the oil crisis that it would hurt to be associated with the Middle East. But a lot of people were still invested in the agricultural heritage of the date and its Middle Eastern origins.
When the medjool date came in, there were only 9 offshoots that all of the present trees come from. These medjools came from the oasis of Boudinib. It's been wiped out by a disease in Algeria and Morocco. We have sent back good plant stock to return to those areas from which they originated. My husband and I visited. It's over the Atlas Mountains from Marrakesh, out really in the desert. When we got to Boudinib, the mayor came out to greet us. It was a big occasion. And he said, "Why would anyone from the United States want to come to Boudinib?" We had worked with the medjool dates for so many years, and to see where they originated was very meaningful for us.
That story was produced by the Kitchen Sisters and Lisa Morehouse and mixed by Jim McKee, and you should visit npr.org. There are photos from the 1956 Festival of Dates.